Welcome to the Command Line Podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Command Line Gideon, a self-proclaimed hacker, eccentric, and hacktivist. This is my show about the practice and profession of programming, drawing on well over a decade of professional experience and a lifetime spent hacking, the intersection of technology with society and public policy, and anything else clever, elegant, or funny that catches my mind as a diehard technology geek. This time around, instead of the resuscitated news show, I have an essay to share with you, one that I have been working on for a solid 2 months. I hope you enjoy this story of how I realized that I've actually been able to hack my own world. An online acquaintance, Reg, made my day a while back by posting this tweet, introducing a new friend to technology and encouraged him to hack your world. Hat tip, command line. Seriously, just hearing him say that makes me smile. I was glad to see I'm still having a positive impact. When I started to think about it some more, though, I wondered just how much lately I had been living up to my saying. Especially when it comes to this site and podcast, I didn't feel like I was doing a good job. Up until recently, for the better part of a year, posts and episodes had been few and far between. Sure, there are reasons for that. I've written a few posts discussing them. Despite those reasons, I had intentionally been keeping at my pastimes, even if it didn't show. I kept going to my guitar lessons every Sunday and practicing almost every day. I tried to keep writing, although with less success. I started baking and rededicated myself to brewing. I undertook an experiment in podcasting that worked out so well that has helped me reinvigorate the show I have been making for over a decade. I didn't think about it that way at the time, but the deliberate choice to make myself pursue my hobbies was a hack. I worried that, in the face of stress, I would shut down. I didn't want my world to be solely defined by my difficulties and my struggle to cope. Several other intentional choices or practices snapped into the same focus. I was delighted to realize I could be living up to one of my ideals, even though I had not been giving myself the conscious credit for doing so. My choice felt hacking in another way. Not all hacks are elegant, even if they are effective. Early on, I'm not sure I really enjoyed or held much enthusiasm for my pastimes. Forcing myself to work at my various hobbies helped on one level. I did feel a sense of accomplishment. I had things to talk about with coworkers, acquaintances, and friends that were about something other than my family's travails. But joy? Until lately, not really. The silver lining of a bad hack is it contains the seed of the next hack, the dissatisfaction that prompts a rethink and overhaul that hopefully leads to something better to take its place. Only in the last few weeks have I realized how bad this hack was, namely how the lack of joy was affecting me. It sapped my desire to work on anything truly creative or hard, like writing. As much as I felt like I was coping, I didn't feel like I was really getting all that much better, truly getting above the stresses in my life. There was one exception to my pursuits feeling rote or forced. Brewing. It almost ended up being a cause for joy. My friendship with my longtime brewing partner ended last year. That could have been cause to give up, to close that chapter of my life and move on. I wasn't brewing as often as I had even 2 years earlier. The bottling dates on the beers in my cellar showed the time between each brew getting farther apart. That bothered me, not having homebrew on hand as often as I wanted to share or enjoy it. I already had the motivation to start brewing more frequently. I just needed to figure out how to do that on my own, with or without assistance of anyone else. At the end of last year, with this thought in mind, I researched upgrades to my equipment and my process. Before, I needed at least one willing volunteer to help me complete a batch. I still plan to invite friends to the new brew days. Whether anyone showed up or not, I wanted to be able to make beer. I saw the invitations more as an opportunity both to reconnect with old friends and to nourish sustaining friendships. I changed those parts of the process that used to rely on help from other people to use new equipment instead. I added two additional vessels to my rig so I would not be as rushed preparing pots for each step. Instead of lifting gallons of boiling and near-boiling liquid, I now use a pump to get the beer where I need it at each stage. Now I can keep the process going on my own. I can teach and share my craft if that's what my friends wanted, or just be social. More than anything else, including friends always has been more of a social benefit for me. Finding the motivation to podcast again was much harder. I enjoy making a podcast, but I enjoy it very differently than the way I enjoy brewing and the end result of making a beer. Both require similar amounts of effort, at least mentally. The reward I get from a podcast is more abstract. Sipping on a fresh beer is both its own immediate reward and encouragement for me to start working on the next beer. A new podcast episode doesn't provide me with the same feedback loop. Finding the motivation for the next episode isn't any easier for having completed the last episode. About 6 months back, several old friends resuscitated their podcasts. I was inspired by hearing their voices again, especially their stories about why they returned. I had already freed myself of the obligation of a regular schedule. I recorded spontaneous episodes for this podcast when I had a topic in mind, either as a fully written out essay or just an idea I wanted to talk about off the cuff. Those decisions did not result in me producing more episodes. The longer format still felt like a burden, even though I still feel it is best suited for the topics I pursue here. I didn't want to try yet another change, a shorter format, only to have that fail. I was not, am not, done with this site or this podcast, but needed a way to experiment more freely to figure out what I wanted or needed to do next. I used to have another more freeform podcast. That ended over a year ago, but I didn't feel like I was done with the topics I had started to explore there, mostly centered around travel, food, and drink. I realized I had an opportunity to create something new. I took the things that inspired me from my friends' shows and combined them with the things I thought I could manage in a new project. I didn't want to saddle myself with a lot of writing and preparation. A much shorter format, 5 minutes, felt like a better choice for speaking about some topic on the fly. Keeping a list of topics and just working through each in turn was about all the planning I wanted to do. I used the new show to try to simplify the recording, editing, and production process too, so that I had less reason not to get a show out. So far, The Audio Diary of a Peculiar Character has been an outstanding success. I've not missed a week in 6 months. If anything, keeping myself to only 5 minutes has been the only challenge. It would be very easy for me to allow the core segment to creep up by a minute, then another, until shows reach 10 and 20 minutes. I've had some more involved stories to tell. To keep them to the strictly self-enforced limit, I did some planning, breaking them into a series of back-to-back episodes. On any given weekend, I sat down to record one or two new segments. When I'm ready to post an episode, everything is pretty much cut and paste. I routinely, though not always, have a queue of two or three shows ready to go. Having a safety net, more than anything, has reduced the amount of stress I feel about producing a new weekly show. About 2 months ago, I finally decided to put what I had learned on the news show into practice to help bring back a more regular schedule for the command line. I re-recorded and edited a lot of the canned bits to make them easier to just drop in with a single, freshly recorded segment at the core of each episode. I had been meaning to do this for a long time, but the practice with the new show finally removed my last excuse. The only remaining challenge was the content. I wasn't getting any better at writing on a regular basis for the shows that featured an essay. Then it occurred to me that the way I read my tech news every day might be similar enough to the rolling list of topics in the new show that it would be worth bringing back the news shows. The command line has been and continues to be about how I keep learning about the world of tech. The news shows were always a large part of that, but I used to think they were too labor-intensive. I used to prepare them by writing out as much, if not more, notes than a typical essay. In retrospect, it's no wonder they were feeling like more of a drag than they were worth. Even though I stopped writing up such detailed thoughts on what I was reading, I was still reading. I was still sharing those stories, straight out of my feed reader. Quite some time ago, I switched readers to Tiny Tiny RSS. Since the switch, I've continued to refine and simplify how I use this tool to keep my daily reading manageable. Instead of compiling daily and weekly link dumps on my blog like it used to do, I can now just link to a feed of stories I republish out of my reader. Unlike Google's now defunct Reader, Tiny Tiny RSS has a lot of capabilities designed for sharing stories. I can annotate them with my thoughts as part of that. I like shifting the sharing down to the individual story rather than compilations. Social sharing feels more natural at this scale. The comment I add into the feed works well as a comment when I share to Google+, Facebook, or Twitter. What my current reading habits boil down to is that I have a list of the stories I've read, felt were worth sharing, and a quick comment to point out what I find interesting. This list is perfect for a revitalized newscast. I can just talk through each story in turn until I'm either done with them or hit the 20-minute mark. I don't have to do a lot of preparation in advance. I already did as much as I need on a daily basis throughout the week. So far, I think this is working well. The feedback on this new approach has been very positive. Even though I've brought the podcast back to life with a refresh on the news format, I'm still working my writing. I don't have any hard-won lessons to share on that, at least not yet. This essay alone has taken me weeks and weeks to draft. I struggled with what I think is probably the simplest, best advice I've heard. Just write. Of course, if it were that easy in practice, everyone would be writing constantly. I'm still thinking about what I can learn from the other hacks I've discussed here. For me, tooling and workflow matter. Having a process set up about which I get a little excited helps tip the scales towards doing rather than not doing. Despite how long it took me to get from starting this essay to sharing it with you, I do feel like I continue to make progress. Much of how I currently go about my professional life and my passions is just the latest in an ongoing series of hacks. Not everything I come up with is so interesting or involved that I feel it's worth sharing. Some days I come up with tweaks, changes, and tricks too small and numerous to relate. On a good day, I can't help but smile about the latest way, big or small, I've found to keep hacking my world. Feeding that joy is the most important hack of all for me. That's going to do it for this episode. As always, I want to thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed the program, please do tell a friend. If you have a question, suggestion, or correction, you can send those to feedback@thecommandline.net, or you're welcome to record a bit of audio with your smart device and send it to the same place. Until next time, don't forget to hack your world. I would like to thank the Internet Archive for media hosting and bandwidth. The views expressed on this program are my own, and where applicable, those of my guests, and in no way reflect those of my employer or anyone else. This show is produced from 100% recycled bits. Except where noted, permission to recycle those further is granted under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 United States license. That means you're free to change this show as much as you like, as long as you don't alter credits and you share your changes under the same license.